Well, all of that was suppressed. The major issue, the MAI, was suppressed. Again, all known, but suppressed for good reasons. You don't want the great beast to find out what's going on and to serve as the ultimate weapon against what the serious people intend to push through. The free press in the United States and the intellectuals were super disciplined in violating Article 19. There was virtually nothing about it. Last November, 25 members of Congress sent a letter to the White House in which they said it has come to our attention through the efforts of grassroots activists and public interest groups. They said it has come to our attention that for almost 3 years the White House has been negotiating a very comprehensive trade agreement in secret, and they asked how can this be possible given that under the Constitution international commerce is the province of the Congress, not the President, and furthermore the terms of the treaty, which had been leaked, they had been illicitly obtained and leaked, the terms of the agreement endorse investor rights, corporate rights, that go far beyond the provisions of U.S. law. So how can this be going on? Well, they didn't get any real response. They got the kind, you know, sort of a vacuous letter a couple of months later. This was all known to the press, but unreported. However, there was a kind of response, and quite an interesting one. The White House made a public statement, the only one I know of, on the MAI. And in that statement, an Undersecretary of State and the Trade Representative assured their audience that the Clinton administration was fervently committed to the ideals of democracy, and it was making sure that, as they put it, the domestic constituencies that have a vital stake in this issue are informed and directly involved. And in fact, they said the U.S. is leading the way at the OECD in ensuring that this will be the case. This public statement, as far as I know, was never reported, but it's an interesting one. If you think it through, it tells you very clearly how the democratic process and the Universal Declaration are conceived by those in power. So who are the domestic constituencies who are directly involved and have a stake? Well, not Congress, because they weren't informed. Certainly not the public. They were kept out of it totally, thanks to the free press and its commitment to Article 19 of the UD. But there were domestic constituencies which were informed and intimately involved, like the U.S. Council for Business Operations. Well, you think it through, it's not a very hard job, you learn an important lesson, one that really ought to be taught in eighth grade civics and graduate departments of political science and so on. It's a lesson that the powerful rarely express with such vulgar clarity their total contempt for democracy and their fear and hatred of the great beast. So it makes sense, makes good sense for all of this to be suppressed. Article 14 is just too dangerous to power to be allowed to survive. Article 19, the one that grants people the right of access to information through the media and so on.